Okay, so this is De Bello Gallico, book 4, chapter 29. All right, so start with ea nocte, an ablative of time there. So on the same night, during the same night, accidit, it happened, ut esset, that there was, luna plena, a full moon. Qui dies, which day, efficere consuevit, was accustomed to bring about, maritimos aestus maximos, the greatest maritime tides, in oceano, in the ocean. Nostrisque, and to our men, iterat, this was, incognitum, unknown. Ita uno tempore, thus, at the same time. Now this is the part where you can start with the longest naues, or you can reverse it and start with the actual subject and verb. I'm going to start with the actual subject verb. So go down to aestus compleuerat. The tide had filled. Longas naues, the long ships or the warships. Quibus, in which curaverat, Caesar had provided, exercitum for the army. Transportandum, to be transported. Quas quae caesar in our doom subduxerat, and those ships which Caesar subduxerat had brought up or had led up onto the dry land. Et and tempestas afflictibat, and the storm was battering. Onerarius, the transport ships. Quae erat diligitae, which had been fastened ad anchoras, to the anchors. Neque ulla facultas, and no opportunity, dabatur nostris, was given to our men, aut administrandi, either for managing, aut auxiliandi, or for assisting. Cum pluribus navibus fractis, and with several ships having been wrecked, cum reliquae essent, because the remaining ships, going back to reliquae naves, funibus ancoris reliquis quae armamentis amisis, because the remaining ships were, with the ropes and anchors and the rest of the equipment, lost, inutiles, useless, unfit, ad navigandum, for the purpose of sailing, magna perturbatio, a great disturbance, totius exercitus, of the entire army, facta est, arose, id quo necesse erat accidere, something which was bound to happen. Enim, 4. Neque erant naves alii, for neither were there other ships, quibus possent reportari, by which they could be carried back, et omnia de erant, and all things were lacking, quae erant usi, which were for the use, ad reficiendas naves, for repairing ships, which for repairing ships were of use, was possible too, et quod constabat, and because it was established, or it was understood, that oportere omnibus, that it was necessary for everyone, himari, to pass the winter in Gallia, in Gaul, frumentum provisum non erat, grain had not been provided in hymen for the winter in his locis, in these locations. All right, so that's the whole of chapter 29. So at this point, Caesar and his men are in great danger because they can't repair their ships, they don't have any supplies, and there's no other ships to come and take them back where they need to go.